we are not pleased because we are not sure what the police is investigating. So we want the minister to come before the National Assembly and tell us what it is that the police is investigating. The police, for all we know, could be investigating the possibility of extrajudicial killing. It could be investigating the cold-blooded murder of a terror suspect before he is heard and determined to be an actual culprit of terrorism. It could be that the police would be coming to tell us that a foreign power is responsible for what is going on. So we cannot say that we are satisfied. We are not in any way trying to obstruct justice, but we are saying that justice must meet the minimum definition of the Bill of Rights in our Constitution.
Honorable, I heard most of parliamentarians are displeased with the slow nature of investigation, and you called for transparency in the investigation. What can you tell me about this?
Basically, what we are doing as members of parliament, we are not favoring any side. We know that the United Nations Security Council had already listed the cleric as a terror suspect. So we are saying that we want full disclosure to the extent that if indeed there is information that the UN Security Council was convinced that this was a terror suspect, then this confirmation must be made and we'll be told that the extrajudicial killing that has taken place has nothing to do with that position of the UN Security Council and that it was not perpetuated by elements from that council. Because our belief as leaders of this country is that even if this was not a good man, then he should be given an opportunity to face justice, not to face extrajudicial killing. That is our position.
The Minister of Security, Honorable Haji, is expected to appear before Parliament Thursday. Some of your colleagues are saying that you are displeased that investigation has not been expedited. What do parliamentarians mean by their stance on this?
Well, it goes back to what I told you at the beginning, that we are demanding for full disclosure. If in the process of responding to my request for a ministerial statement, the minister is able to tell us whether they have made any arrests and to whom they are connecting the perpetrators, that will rest the matter, because this is a very complex issue. We are not saying these things because we support terrorism, but we are saying these things that there is the due process of the law which has to be respected, not just by our country, but all members of the international community who believe in the rule of law.
Which organization or which entity is are members of parliament demanding full disclosure from? Is it from the government? And how soon do you think the government will release such information to the public, which some analysts are saying that declaring some of these things to the public could potentially destabilize the country?
No, Kenya will not become unstable because a terror suspect has been gunned down. Kenya will become unstable because a Kenyan has been gunned down and there is no sufficient explanation on the circumstances that led to this gunning down. If the circumstances justify the fact that the greater public good was the one which was being protected, then all this raging spate of violence will come down. But if it is the opposite, then you can be sure that the international community would then be participating in making our country unstable.